In the name of Jesus, who emptied himself so that we might have life. Amen. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
I love the way that George Herbert, the great Anglican poet, writes this. Rise, heart, thy Lord is risen. Sing his praise without delays, who takes thee by the hand, that thou likewise with him mayst rise. Rise, heart. For Easter is a heart-transforming event. This morning, little Declan, 2-year-old, his heart resonated, and as soon as we finished singing Christ is Risen from the Dead, he said, Yay! He probably didn't have any idea of the words we were singing, but his heart caught the feeling of our hearts. So we've made it through the storms and the grief of Good Friday to the unbelievable joy of Easter morning. And Easter tells us that new life always comes out of death. With Christ's victory over sin and death, there is a new pattern in all of creation. And our hearts recognize this pattern when we see it. Millions of people traveled to the Southern California deserts this spring to see the super bloom, magnificent, nothing seen like it for at least 10 years there. Because of all the extra rain this year, barren hillsides and flats were transformed almost overnight. And seeds, which had laid dormant for 10 years or more, suddenly sprouted all together. Bright patches of orange California poppies swayed in the breeze, and huge swaths of yellow and gold covered the hillsides. Much of this being mustard plants that were brought there by the Spanish missionaries in the 1700s. Purple lupins, wildflowers of every color, large and small, an extravagance of bloom and color where normally it looks a little bit like the surface of the moon. It can take a while, but new life always comes out of death. Some of you may have been watching with me the new nature series, Our Planet. It is the fruit of 4 years of intense work by hundreds of photographers who traveled to over 60 countries. And in the last episode about forests, they show a most astounding thing. Some of you remember when the nuclear reactor in Chernobyl exploded. A little over 30 years ago, the worst nuclear disaster on the planet. And in Chernobyl, there stands now a ruined city. All the human occupants, about 100,000 people, were immediately evacuated. And the ground within a huge area was designated unfit for humans because of the half-life of the radiation for the next 20,000 years. But after 10 years, vegetation started to grow. Another 10 years, and there were some trees and birds and mammals appeared. And by cameras placed in that city, They've been observing what is happening there. And by now, 30 years after the disaster, the abandoned city has new inhabitants. Large grazers, roe deer, mule, moose. It's been a long day. Moose, Przewalski's wild horses, have returned. And most astoundingly, the scientists say, the large predators who would not be there unless the forest was healthy and there was enough for them to eat, have returned. There are now wolves within the restricted area, and more wolves and more health of the forest in this area than outside of it. Would, if a human being would go there without the proper protection, they would receive still a fatal dose of radiation. But the land has reverted as much as it could to its natural state, a complete ecosystem now of a boreal forest. It may take a very long time, but new life always comes out of death. And our hearts always recognize this pattern when we feel it, when we see it. You know this from your own life experience. Perhaps a loved one was dying, and even though there was not a cure, there was great, great healing. I've seen this many, many times. Sometimes people in the journey towards death become more luminous, more transparent, more connected to spirit. There is great life there, even in the midst of their dying. Or maybe there was an unexplained remission of a life-threatening condition. Or the chemo worked and now you are cancer-free. Or a divorced person finds new life with a new love. Or maybe you say no to something in your life that's been important to you, leaving a space for a time. And after a time of waiting, something wonderful and new arises in its place. You know this from your own life experience. Some of you have seen the exquisite handwritten icon in our chapel. And if you haven't, I invite you to go in the chapel after the service and look at it. It was written with icons, we say written, not painted, in the traditional Russian way by a friend and colleague of mine named the Reverend Paige Blair. Paige has been writing icons for about 20 years. And when we redid the old cry room, which is now the chapel, about 4 years ago to make it a real chapel, we commissioned Paige to write an icon. This icon captures a moment from today's Easter Gospel. The icon shows the risen Christ with Mary Magdalene in the garden on that first Easter morning. It is the very moment when everything changes for Mary Magdalene. Just before the moment that is captured in this icon, Mary Magdalene is in the garden near the empty tomb. And she's weeping bitterly because she's come to see her Lord's body and prepare it for burial and sit with him. And she's found the tomb opened and empty, the stone rolled away from the entrance. Mary Magdalene, who stood by the cross of Jesus to the last, keeping vigil with his mother and his mother's sister, had been plunged with them into a terrible grief. And now even the comfort of being able to touch his lifeless form is taken away from her. She weeps bitterly until a man appears, asking her why she is weeping. Mary Magdalene doesn't recognize him with her eyes. As in most of the post-resurrection appearances of Jesus, they do not recognize him with their eyes. She thinks this man is a gardener, and she pleads with him to tell her where Jesus' body is. The icon captures the moment when, on her knees and weeping, Mary Magdalene looks up because Jesus has called her by name. And now her heart tells her, this is her Lord. Rise, heart, thy Lord is risen. It is the moment when her heart rises from the depths of grief into the heights of joy. For Easter is a heart-transforming event. It is the moment when she, known as the apostle to the apostles, receives her great commission from the risen Christ. Go and tell. Once a year on Easter, we celebrate Jesus' resurrection most fully. And every Sunday, we remember his resurrection with the Eucharist, the thanksgiving, where we receive his body and blood to nourish and strengthen us for service in his name. But the risen Christ is always with us. Like Mary Magdalene and the disciples, our eyes cannot see him clearly, but our hearts know his presence. Rise, heart, thy Lord is risen. Lift up your hearts. Let your hearts rise with joy and recognition this day. Watch for signs of new life all around you. For Christ has broken the power of death and has made all creation new.